First, it is to be considered that the glorious Messer St. Francis, in all the acts of his life, was conformed to Christ the Blessed, in that as Christ, at the beginning of his preaching, chose 12 apostles to despise every earthly thing and to follow him in poverty and in the other virtues, so did St. Francis, at the beginning, choose for the foundation of his order 12 companions, possessors of most high poverty. And as one of the 12 apostles of Christ, being rejected of God, finally hanged himself by the neck, so likewise, one of the 12 companions of St. Francis, whose name was Friar Giovanni della Cappella, apostatized and finally hanged himself by the neck. And unto the elect, this is a great ensample and cause of humility and of fear, considering that no man can be certain that he will persevere unto the end in the grace of God. And as those holy apostles were of marvelous sanctity and humility before all the world and full of the Holy Ghost, so these most holy companions of St. Francis were men of so much sanctity that from the time of the apostles until now, the world had never such marvelous and holy men. For one of them was caught up into the third heaven like St. Paul, and this was Friar Giles. One of them, to wit, Friar Filippo Longo, was touched upon the lips by an angel with a live coal, as was Esaias the prophet. One of them, and he was Friar Sylvester, spake with God, as one friend speaketh with another after the manner that Moses did. One, by reason of the subtlety of his intellect, soared even unto the light of the divine wisdom, as did the eagle, to wit, John the Evangelist, the which was the most lowly Friar Bernard, who with very great understanding expounded the Holy Scriptures. One of them was sanctified of God and canonized in heaven while yet he lived in the world. This was Friar Rufino, a gentleman of Assisi, and in like manner, every each of them was granted a singular seal of sanctity.